Rachel Fuller learned to play classical piano as a child. Before the age of 10, she regularly performed Beethoven, Debussy, and Chopin. Rachel Fuller is a grown woman now, and her debut recording, Cigarettes and Housework, is full of the edgy confessional pop songs she's been writing. This tune is called Into My Heart.
You don't hear me, so I holler. You don't see me as I stand before you. You don't touch me when I'm lying naked, but I won't forget you, 'cause I've carved your name. Into my heart and into my skin, but you won't let me in.
Rachel Fuller joins us from New York. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
This song, Into My Heart, has such a big sound, and you've been writing orchestral music since you were an adolescent. When you write a pop song, do you already hear the arrangements?
I do. I always start with just me and a piano.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I structure the piece around the piano. I hear the orchestral music often in my head. And then I do the arrangement. So I finish the song. I make sure that I have all the lyrics and that I have, you know, the verse, chorus, everything structured, and then I do the arrangement.
You say a lot of your songs are autobiographical, is that true?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This one, Into My Heart, is supposed to be about uneven relationships?
Yes, it is. I think it's about somebody who is kind of almost verging on unhealthy obsession with a partner. And it sounds a bit stalkerish, I suppose, but yeah, it's about being unhealthily obsessed with somebody who perhaps the feelings aren't reciprocated.
The lyric, carved your name into my heart and into my skin.
Yeah, it's a bit dark, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Now, I'm going to bring up your personal life, because I feel at this point I sort of have to. The great rock guitarist and songwriter Pete Townshend of The Who worked with you. You did arrangements and orchestrations for his Lighthouse project. He encouraged you. And now you're both in a relationship?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Does the mentor-prodigy relationship ever get to be at odds with the boyfriend-girlfriend relationship?
No, it doesn't. I mean, he's very good to talk to because he has so much experience. So a lot of the time, you know, he can point out pitfalls and mistakes that I'm about to make, and sometimes I listen and sometimes I don't.
He encouraged you to sing. Why hadn't you sung before?
Well, I think ever since I was a fairly small child, I'd been performing piano, and when I got to about 12, 13 and the hormones started kicking in, I started to express myself through song. And I used to sing in the car. I used to do impressions. I used to sing Dolly Parton. I used to sing, you know, Winona Judd. And I used to mimic people. And Pete said to me, you know, you really can sing. And he kind of pushed me to do a demo. And it started there. We recorded a couple of demos, and then, you know, bit by bit, I got more confidence, and, you know, he created a monster. Here I am today.
Cigarettes and Housework, the title tune. Your voice is shown to great effect in this particular song. And, you know, I read an article, I think it was about you or a review of the CD, and the writer, I'm going to paraphrase what was written, said, how many songs can there be about cleaning while naked? And I frankly didn't know there were a lot of songs about house cleaning while naked.
No, I didn't know there were any either.
No. So this is this sounds like a story of when hormones kicked in and teenage angst.
I think it was more to do with teenage angst. I moved out of home and I got a flat. And unfortunately, I started smoking when I was fairly young. So I used to smoke a lot and I used to drink a lot of tea in my flat. And first thing in the morning, I used to get up and do the housework. For me, it was like an emotional thing. If everything around me was tidy and clean, then I felt I could start my day. So, and I used to do my housework with no clothes on. But, you know, I've spoken to many women and they also have done the same thing.
Dwelling on my sorrow. Vacuuming the sofa,
us about your first job as an organist.
I got a job in the local crematorium. They were looking for a resident organist, and the money was really good, you know, and all my friends were doing weekend jobs in McDonald's and waitressing, and so I took on this job as the resident organist at the local crematorium, and I worked there for 2 years.
What did you play?
Mainly funeral hymns. You know, it was pretty standard. I would play for about 11 funerals a day on average, and I would come in the morning, there would be a sheet with the name of the person, how old they were, their religious denomination, any special requests and the hymns that they wanted, you know, and I would turn up and I would play.
Your job in the crematorium inspired you to write your own requiem. On the CD it's called Lament.
The death mass that I wrote, and the lament is just a part of it, was inspired, funnily enough, before my work at the crematorium. I had watched a movie called Amadeus, which was about the life of Mozart. And in a teenaged, artist-ridden, angst kind of misunderstood way, identified very much with this, you know, kind of unrecognized genius who ended up writing his own death mass. So I decided that I was also like him and that I was going to write my own death mass, and I would of course die young and then be discovered and everybody would be very sad.
Oh, well, you didn't have to die young to be discovered.
No, I didn't die.
Been quoted as saying and joking that your musical background makes you sound like a vicar's daughter one minute, and the next your lyrics make you seem to be a stalker.
Uh-huh.
And you assure us you are neither. I mean, assure us you are neither.
I think, well, if you listen to my background and, you know, the piano playing at an early age and teaching and, you know, being a church organist, I think that's the part that makes me sound very square. Do you use that word here?
Yeah, well,
square.
Yeah.
And I really wasn't like that. And also, I think some of my lyrics do make me sound a bit obsessive. I'm actually quite healthy in relationships. So yeah, it's about tapping into, I suppose, imagination and the dark side. But I am not a stalker, and I'm definitely not a vicar's daughter.
Huh.
Although I hear that vicar's daughters can actually be quite, what's the word I'm looking for? Non-vicar's daughters.
Yes, naughty.
Like.
When you feel like you're falling, when you feel like you're falling, and I'll be near you, I will hear you, when you are calling, when you are calling. There's a bottle on the table with a label saying, drink me, will you cross the line?
Influenced by Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, Eat Me,
that's right.
Drink Me.
Yes, it's about temptation. It's about having a situation in front of you where perhaps you shouldn't dip your toe in the water. Mm. But you do, because curiosity gets the better of you. And the song is about getting involved in a relationship with somebody who, you know, kind of sends warning bells off in your head. But in the chorus, it talks about the payoffs of the good side of being with somebody who is perhaps a bit difficult and complicated. But it was based around Alice in Wonderland. You know, she drinks the drink with Drink Me on it. It's about kind of jumping in and having a bit of faith.
Does jumping in and having a bit of faith also apply to now as you're entering this phase of your career? I mean, a debut CD, touring, performing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, sometimes I just kind of cross my fingers and go with it.
Mm.
Because there's a lot of stuff which is unpredictable. The future is unpredictable. You never know whether something's going to catch or it isn't. And like I said, I didn't do any performing with my voice.
Mm.
And I've recently started to do that. And I was very, very frightened when I first had to perform. But it was okay. I just put one foot in front of the other and, yeah, took a leap of faith.
Rachel Fuller. Her new CD on Universal Records is called Cigarettes and Housework, and she joined us from the NPR Bureau in New York. Rachel, thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you.